Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. So, on this election day...
Happy election day.
Did you do the crossword?
I did, and I also voted.
And would you give the crossword a vote of confidence or no confidence?
I would say confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good Tuesday.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Although I never did understand the theme.
Oh, well, I can help with that.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple words in here that I thought were new, but we'll get to those later, I'm sure. But anyway, the theme revolved around the revealer clue, which was 59 across, which was a description of the themed clues in different senses. And the answer to that was half-baked.
Mm.
So all of these things might be considered half-baked, okay, in different ways. 17 across, evidence of a day at the beach was bikini tan. So, you know, they often say when you're tanning, you're like baking in the sun. So a bikini tan might be a half-baked tan.
Yes.
25 across. Chocolate confection with a molten core was a lava cake, which I don't know is really half-baked. I always thought that a lava cake was fully baked, but it had like a liquid center that oozed out when you cut the cake open.
Well, maybe that part counted as not baked.
Well, maybe, but I'm pretty sure it's baked, but half-baked. Okay, 36 across. This one I have never heard of, but I could see the theme in it. Effect of secondhand pot smoke, and that was contact high. I assume that means you're getting high from somebody else smoking pot next
to you. Yes, uh-huh.
So you're maybe just half-baked instead of fully baked from pot. And then finally... 49 across, flight of fancy was a wild idea, which, you know, sometimes they say a crazy idea is half-baked.
So, right.
So anyway, all half-baked.
Okay.
In one way or another. I thought it was kind of clever.
Yes.
You could think of half-baked in four different ways. Mm. But yeah, that was the theme.
It was amusing, completely superfluous as far as solving the crossword.
No, you didn't really have to know the theme. But
I'm not even sure if I saw the theme, but...
Oh, I did.
Okay. Well, good.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, yep, that was it.
Okay. I thought one across, I thought they started off very strongly. Mail Inits since 1971 was USPS.
Yes.
Do you know what it was before 1971?
USPO.
The U.S. Post Office. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Thank you.
And let's see.
I had trouble with 9 across. Lettuce or cabbage? I put green because those are both greens, but it turned out to be moolah.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close. So I was getting all kinds of strange answers.
I cottoned on to that fairly quickly and went for money. And then I went to moolah. But somehow there's something about lettuce. I remember that being slang for money.
Mm.
And I think cabbage as well.
Mm.
Just sort of lucked out there.
I guess. And 9 down. That was interesting. That was one of my new ones. A cop turned vigilante in a post-apocalyptic film was Mad Max.
Yes. You've not seen the Mad Max movies?
I know about them. But I didn't realize that Mad Max was a cop turned vigilante.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really recall that as well, but apparently it must be true. The one right next to it, 10 down, great, I'm doing well tonight. Courtier, that doesn't sound right either. Courtier who oversees Hamlet's duel with Laertes, and that was Osric.
Osric.
And we also had 24 down, that being Shakespeare's blank of Athens, Timon.
Timon.
Or Timon. Boy. And so we have sort of two Shakespearean references
yes.
there.
Yes, I thought that was kind of interesting.
We had one. I don't know if this one would count as a third. Probably not, because, I don't know if it showed up in Julius Caesar or not, but 21 Across, middle of a classic boast from Caesar, I saw.
That's right, but no, it does not show up in that play.
The thing is, I don't think that's what Shakespeare said. I don't think Shakespeare said, I came, I saw, I conquered.
What did he say?
I believe he said, Vini, Vidi, Vici.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think, okay, now is it Vini, Vini? You know, I would, and I put V at the beginning thinking, well, I know at least it's a V.
Yeah.
But no, it was.
He didn't even know that.
In English, I saw.
Yes.
So, yep, I thought that was kind of interesting.
And usually if there's a little bit of some foreign language in the clue, that's a tip-off that they want the answer to be in that.
Right.
But this was all English, all the way from middle to Caesar.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So I guess they wanted English.
That's true. I thought 28 Across was interesting. Partner of ceases, mm-hmm. desists.
Yes.
That seems like a new word. I don't believe so I've ever seen desist
really?
in the crossword.
But cease and desist.
Oh yeah, I know the word, and I know what it means, but I just don't think I've ever seen it in the crossword.
Have you looked?
No.
Okay, well, we can do that thing.
Okay.
Thanks to the magnificent X-Word Info, which we rely on to a great extent.
Yes.
And encourage everyone to go to that website and become a contributor. Mm-hmm. If we look at, first of all, we'll look up desist, mm-hmm. and that has shown up 37 times. Mm-hmm. And if I put an S at the end, it has shown up 22 times.
Oh.
So desist is fairly common, apparently.
Not often.
Okay.
22 times in how many years?
Since 1945.
Okay, so not too often.
No,
not
that's
even
true.
Once a year.
That you've got a good point there. One down, remove the fastenings from was unbind.
Yes.
That took me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a word that I use very often. Excuse me, I have to unbind something.
No, that's true.
Let's see. Tools for fireplaces, pokers.
Pokers, yes.
I approve.
Mm-hmm.
35 down was belligerent in British slang, aggro.
Aggro, yes.
That's a great bit of slang right there.
It is.
I am so aggro.
Yes.
And I'm also gonzo and dunzo. Dunzo, gonzo, and aggro.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is not like the others. 14 across. That was small recess. And I went for apse. And then I went for nave. And then eventually I made my way around to nook.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be nave. Nave is not small.
It isn't?
Nave is large.
Oh. So, okay.
But nook is small, yes. But I also went for asp.
Mm. Apps.
Apps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Too bad they didn't have apps and apps.
Yes. Yes. Another word, new word that I don't ever think I've seen in the crossword. 45 across. Made an irreverently sarcastic comment, and that was snarked.
What a great word.
That is a great word, snarked. But again, one I didn't recognize, ever seen before.
So it is a debut.
Okay.
Whereas the word snark has shown up 66 times.
Mm.
The first time that it appeared was in 1943.
Wow.
Lewis Carroll's nonsense creature, the snark. That's quite interesting.
Yes.
I did not realize that he had a snark in. I'm not sure what that was. Do you think Alice in Wonderland?
I don't recall that character, but it could
be. The snark?
Maybe in one of the other Alice Through the Looking Glass or one of the other novels he wrote.
48 across was... let me try that one more time. 46 down. I wasn't even close. NHL team with a mythological eponym, and that was Kraken.
Right.
As in the Seattle Kraken.
Uh-huh.
So, found that.
Is it Kraken or Kraken?
I'll get Kraken on that.
I thought it was Kraken.
Oh, let's see. Wasn't that in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Beware the Kraken. Kraken? Mm-hmm. I think it's Kraken. I think it's long A.
Oh, you do?
I do. Mm-hmm. I can't prove that it's a long A.
Well, then don't.
But I'm pretty, but I recall that. Let's see if I can get some information here. It's
Kraken.
It's A with two dots on it.
That would be Kraken.
Really?
I believe so.
I can't believe it. I am certain it's Kraken. Beware the Kraken. Beware the difficult to pronounce Kraken. I don't know. All right. Okay, well, I think that's it for the crossword.
Okay.
But it is Tuesday.
That it is.
Meaning it's election day. Surprise. No, meaning it's time for Triplet Tuesday.
That is correct.
And for new listeners, Triplet Tuesday, here are the rules. One of us presents three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer, and the object is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible. We repeat this process two more times for a total of three, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. And today you will be asking the questions, and I will be pretending like I know something.
I will.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here's your first clue.
Oh, by the way, before we start, listeners, get ready to hit the pause button. So when Gene reads the clue, hit the pause button, think of it, and see if you can figure it out before I do. That shouldn't be too hard. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Start of an apology.
Mea, M-E-A.
That is correct.
Yep.
Mea culpa.
Mea culpa.
That was the third clue, blank culpa.
Oh, okay.
The middle one was cry blank river.
Cry me a river. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Not sure if I would have gotten that one.
Okay.
Woo.
Well, you're starting off well.
Listeners, I hope you got that one as well.
Yep. Okay, here's your next one.
Ready.
It's not hard to swallow.
It's not hard to swallow. Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. It's not really relevant, but I just thought I'd burst into song.
Well, it doesn't help.
Okay, so repeat the clue, please.
It's not hard to swallow.
It's not hard to swallow. That wouldn't be your tongue. Swallow. You might eat your words. What's not hard to swallow? Your pride? Your ego? Ego.
No.
I don't know why you'd be swallowing your ego. That makes.
I've never heard of that.
But maybe
I'll try that sometime.
Maybe I should have gone for egg. Okay, anyway.
I'll just swallow my ego. What happens when you do that? Okay, second one. Mushy baby food.
Well, there's pablum. Mushy baby food. I mean, all baby food is mushy. Mushy baby food. Not hard to swallow. I want to say bib, but that doesn't make any sense. P-E-A.
No. Okay. Blank smear.
Pap.
Pap, that's right.
Okay, that's just not a word that is in my lexicon.
Well,
so,
well, that's why I made the last one easy.
Well, okay.
Okay, here's the last one.
Ready.
Instrument featured in Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Da, 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 da. This isn't helping either at all. Okay. Instrument. What? Instrument in Born to Run. Featured?
Featured in Born to Run.
Can you spell guitar with?
Do, 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 do.
Baby, we were born to run. Wow. I have no idea.
Okay. Here's your second clue. Follower of alto or tenor?
Sax.
Say that again?
Sax.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
So he had sax in that song?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Clarence Clemens.
don't
E
really
Street Band.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember it.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. The third clue was instrument often used as the J in a jazz club sign.
You should have led with that one.
Okay.
Maybe I would have thought of it. I don't know. We'll never know.
Well, you had sort of a trifecta there. A one, a two, and a three.
A one, and a two, and a three.
Do, 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 do.
Good thing this wasn't the quadruplet, whatever day of the week would be that starts with a qua. All right. Well, listeners, we hope you did well in that. Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. How many guesses did it take for you to get each of those? Did you do it in the ascending order, 1, 2, 3, as is fitting and proper? Or did you have some other experience? Let us know. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.